Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of ServiceNow, ticker symbol NOW, a powerhouse in the enterprise software space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell, especially after its recent wild ride in the market, stick around. We're going to break down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with ServiceNow? If you've been following the tech sector, you know this company has been a darling for years, but lately, it's taken a serious hit. We're talking an 18% drop in share price after their Q1 2026 earnings, despite beating expectations. Investors seem spooked by geopolitical risks and some deal delays, especially in the Middle East. But is this a buying opportunity or a warning sign? I'm excited to unpack this with you, looking at their business model, numbers, and where they might be headed next. Let's start with the basics about ServiceNow. Founded in 2004 and headquartered in Santa Clara, California, ServiceNow is a leader in enterprise cloud computing. They provide solutions that help businesses automate workflows, manage IT services, and enhance employee and customer experiences. Think of them as the backbone for digital transformation in large organizations. Their platform is used across industries for everything from IT service management to HR and customer service automation. With over 26,000 employees and a market cap hovering around $93 billion as of the latest data, they're a major player in the software as a service space, competing with giants like Salesforce and Microsoft. Under the leadership of CEO Bill McDermott, they've been pushing hard into AI-driven innovations, which we'll talk more about later. Now, let's dig into their revenue story. For the fiscal year 2025, ServiceNow reported total revenue of about $13.28 billion, a significant jump from $10.98 billion in 2024. That's over 20% year-over-year growth, which is impressive for a company of this size. Breaking it down by segment, the bulk of their revenue, around $12.88 billion, comes from their license and service offerings, while technology services contribute a smaller slice at $395 million. Geographically, North America is their biggest market, bringing in $8.35 billion, followed by EMEA at $3.4 billion, and Asia-Pacific and other regions at $1.53 billion. This shows they've got a strong global footprint, though they're still heavily reliant on North American demand. The consistent growth in subscription revenue, especially with AI-driven workflows, signals that their core business remains robust, even if investor sentiment has soured recently. Moving on to earnings, ServiceNow's Q1 2026 results were actually pretty solid, despite the market reaction. They beat estimates on both top and bottom lines, with subscription strength driving the outperformance. For the full year 2025, they reported net income of $1.75 billion, up from $1.43 billion in 2024, with earnings per share at $1.69 compared to $1.38 the prior year. They've also raised their 2026 subscription outlook, which shows confidence in sustained growth. Operating income for 2025 came in at $182 billion, a healthy increase from $1.36 billion in 2024. However, the market seems fixated on short-term headwinds, like the $7.75 billion Armis acquisition, which could pressure margins temporarily, and some deal delays tied to geopolitical tensions. Still, their free cash flow margins remain strong, which we'll dive into shortly. Let's also touch on some insights from their recent earnings call. In their Q3 2024 call, management highlighted exceeding expectations with strong financial performance driven by robust subscription revenue growth and expanding operating margins. They emphasized their focus on AI-driven innovations, noting how generative AI is becoming a key differentiator in their platform. They also pointed out growth in non-IT workflows, showing how they're diversifying beyond traditional IT service management. Management remains optimistic about their leadership position in workflow automation and sees AI as a major growth driver moving forward. This aligns with their raised guidance for 2026, despite some of the external challenges investors are worried about. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Looking at the balance sheet for 2025, ServiceNow had total assets of $26.4 billion, up from $20.38 billion in 2024, with cash and cash equivalents at $3.73 billion. Their total liabilities stand at $13.07 billion, leaving them with a solid equity position of $12.96 billion. On the income statement side, their gross profit margin for 2025 was an impressive 77.5%, showing they're highly efficient at turning revenue into profit before operating expenses. Net profit margin sits at 13.2%, which is decent for a growth-focused tech company. Over to cash flows, they generated $5.4 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at $4.58 billion after accounting for capital expenditures of $868 million. That's a free cash flow yield of about 4.5%, which is attractive for a company still investing heavily in growth. Their current ratio is just under 1 at 0.95, suggesting they're managing liquidity tightly, but with strong cash generation, it's not a red flag. Overall, these numbers paint a picture of a financially healthy company with room to navigate short-term challenges. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current price of around $90.07 per share, ServiceNow's price-to-earnings ratio based on trailing 12 months is a lofty 57.5, and their price-to-sales ratio is 7.6. That's expensive compared to the broader software application industry average PE of about 65, but it reflects the premium investors have historically paid for their growth and market leadership. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg the ratio at 37.7 for 2025 and 32.2 for 2026, suggesting the stock could become more reasonably valued if they maintain earnings growth. Their enterprise value is around $100.6 billion, factoring in debt and cash positions. The question is whether this valuation justifies the recent sell-off or if the market overreacted to temporary headwinds. Given their growth trajectory and AI focus, there's an argument for patience here, but the high multiples do mean there's little room for error. Let's break down ServiceNow through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of their position. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is rock solid, with consistent revenue growth and strong subscription metrics. Their leadership in workflow automation, especially with AI integration, positions them as a frontrunner in digital transformation. On the weaknesses side, the recent Armis acquisition could weigh on margins in the near term, and their reliance on North American revenue makes them vulnerable to regional slowdowns. For opportunities, the push into generative AI and non-IT workflows opens up massive growth avenues, especially as enterprises increasingly adopt these technologies. Finally, threats include intensifying competition from players like Salesforce and Microsoft, as well as geopolitical risks impacting deal momentum, as we've seen in the Middle East. Balancing these factors, ServiceNow has a strong foundation but needs to navigate these external pressures carefully. Looking at recent performance, ServiceNow's stock has been on a roller coaster. The share price dropped 17.7% in a single day after the Q1 26 earnings, trading as low as $83.58 before settling around $84.85, though it's now at $90.07. Over the past week, it's down 0.84%, but the pain gets worse over longer periods, down 16.85% in the last month, 34.87% over 3 months, and a staggering 46.14% over the past year. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 9.91% over the last year, ServiceNow is significantly underperforming. On the chart, we're seeing a clear downtrend with heavy selling pressure, and while there might be some support around the $80 level, the momentum isn't inspiring confidence for a quick rebound. For short-term traders, this could be a risky play unless we see a catalyst to reverse the sentiment. Let's wrap up the analysis with a look at intrinsic value to see if ServiceNow is undervalued or overvalued at current levels. Using a discounted cash flow approach with standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over a 5-year projection period, we can estimate what the stock might be worth based on future cash flows. Their strong free cash flow generation of $4.58 billion in 2025 and consistent growth in operating cash flow provide a solid base for these projections. Based on the DCF model, the calculated intrinsic value for ServiceNow comes out to around $241.58 per share, significantly higher than the current market price of $90.17. This suggests the stock could be deeply undervalued, even factoring in recent headwinds. Now, this doesn't account for short-term market sentiment or acquisition-related margin pressures, but it does highlight that long-term investors might find value here if they believe in ServiceNow's growth story, especially around AI and workflow automation. Of course, intrinsic value is just one piece of the puzzle, and you should weigh it against market dynamics and your own risk tolerance. So what's the final take on ServiceNow? Despite the brutal sell-off and investor concerns over geopolitical risks and deal delays, the fundamentals remain strong. They're growing revenue at an impressive clip, generating robust free cash flow, and positioning themselves as a leader in AI-driven enterprise solutions. The valuation multiples are high, but forward estimates and intrinsic value calculations suggest there could be upside for patient investors. That said, the near-term volatility and competitive landscape are real risks to watch. Personally, I think this drop might be a buying opportunity for long-term holders, but I'd keep a close eye on how they integrate acquisitions and navigate global challenges. What do you think? Are you buying the dip or staying on the sidelines? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.